state lawmakers in Olympia will soon decide if taxes on Washington's wealthiest are the best way to fund its budget. This week, House Democrats proposed raising taxes to nearly 10% on extraordinary profits or high-value assets like stocks and bonds. That's estimated to raise $780 million in the current budget cycle and almost $2 billion in the 2021-23 cycle. The tax would apply only to profits above $100,000 or $200,000 for couples. A Senate budget proposal is expected soon. Jack Sorensen with the group Balance Our Tax Code says the money raised from the tax could be invested in resources the state needs.
Investing in early learning and K-12 education, investing in mental health care, investing in addressing the homelessness crisis. These are all things that people across the state are looking to Olympia to take care of, and balancing our tax code by closing the tax break on capital gains is a great way to get there.
The capital gains tax would affect about 13,400 Washingtonians, or less than half of 1% of taxpayers. But last week, lawmakers found they have $860 million extra dollars to work with in the budget, so Republicans say there's no need to raise taxes. They've also called the capital gains tax an income tax in disguise. Sorensen believes the higher capital gains tax is part of high-income residents paying their fair share. The Evergreen State is ranked last for the fairness of its tax policy. According to the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, people in the top 1% pay 3% or less of their income in taxes, while those in the bottom 20% pay nearly 18%. Sorensen expects more focus on this imbalance in the future.
We're looking forward to this conversation continuing and continuing to talk about what we can do to turn our tax code right side up so working families aren't paying a 6 times greater share of their income than our richest households anymore.
In a hearing this week, 3 high-income Washingtonians who would pay this tax expressed their support for it. The legislative session ends on April 28th. For Washington News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.